The Canadian government says it will spend approximately $15 million on the road in support of critical minerals. The road will stretch between two different work camps on the Galore Creek Mines property. This news is hard to hear across the border. Tlingit and Tahltan tribal member Christy Deskawa Jameson was born and raised in Wrangell, located at the mouth of the Stikine River. She says she and her husband fish and hunt as much as they can.
If this copper and gold mining project comes into play, it's going to be a huge threat to our way of living, not only to Wrangell, but Petersburg. We both share the Stikine River.
Jameson says she's worried that the mine will destroy the river and surrounding land, and that the mine's owner, Galore Creek Mining Corporation, won't clean up after extraction.
They don't clean up what they have ruined, and they leave it for somebody else, or it's just left behind. And the land and the beauty and the wildlife and the fish are all gone. And it's so sad because that's our way of life.
Galore Creek Mine has been in the planning stages for roughly 20 years. It's changed investors, been put on hold due to capital costs skyrocketing, and has been waiting on negotiations between British Columbia and the Tahltan Nation. That's the tribe that owns nearby land on the BC side of the border. KSDK contacted Galore Creek Mine by phone and email. They responded the day of publication and are expected to interview in the near future. Alana Connie with the BC's Ministry of Energy, Mines, and Low Carbon Innovation said the road funding is coming from the federal government and to call the country's Natural Resources Department. Messages left with that department were not returned. Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission is a coalition of 15 tribes on the Alaska side of the border advocating for having a voice in the mining. President Esther Altsine Reese says Wrangell will be directly impacted by the mining project. Galore Creek is 25 miles from the border, and the entire project drains into the Stikine River.
We consider that border to be a colonial border. It did not exist in the time of our ancestors, and we were allowed to care for our lands on both sides of the border. And now, because of that border, the tribes downstream are restricted, and we aren't given rights to have a say in what happens to projects that will directly impact us.
She says the Stikine is literally the lifeblood for Wrangell in terms of subsistence, foods, and recreation. Reese says for them not to have a voice in the decision-making is equivalent to a human rights violation. The tribal organization is asking the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to pause another mining project up the Unuk River near Ketchikan for similar reasons. Reese says they, the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian, are salmon people. And she doesn't want her culture only to know salmon as a myth.
There was a young woman at one of the conferences that said in their streams that had been polluted, salmon now only exist in their myths. And that is what we're fighting against. We want to make sure that we're protecting our salmon.
The coalition's executive director, Guy Archibald, says it's important to protect salmon because it not only feeds the culture and people, but also the forest. He says that nature is good at balancing itself after an occasional catastrophic impact. But the Galore Creek mine would put consistent stress on the environment.
Salmon and ecosystems cannot tolerate is constant low-level stress. I mean, we know what that does to our immune system, digestive nervous system. But that's what's happening here. And we're losing our salmon. We're watching an extinction event.
Archibald says the amount of gold, copper, and silver that the mine will produce is minimal compared to the waste that will threaten the area. Though Canada is funding the new 27-mile road, Archibald says other roads already exist to access the mine property. He says the company has been actively building the road and bridges over the last 3 years. He says that a major concern is the mine waste or tailings that the mine will produce.
The mines are going to build, the tailings dams or the tailings pile or the water treatment is going to have to exist in perpetuity. Forever. And given a forever amount of time, every thing will happen. The world's largest flood, the world's largest earthquake, it's all going to happen. And Wrangell is directly downstream from
But there could be some hope for sharing these concerns. He says the mine's plans are changing because the owners want to move the tailings management facility to another location. Archibald says this change would allow tribal members, Wrangellites, and other communities to voice their opinions.
The good news is it's considered a major amendment to their mine plan, and so it will open the environmental assessment back up for public scrutiny, and that should give an opportunity for Wrangell and the Southeast tribes to make their voices heard.
He says the Tribal Coalition speaks with the British Columbia Environmental Assessment Office on a bi-monthly basis, and they have been expecting the amendment any day. As of right now, there's no definite timeline for when the mine will open. KSDK attempted to contact the Tahltan Nation, but they haven't responded. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicke.